Our next reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, beginning with verse 24. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seeds in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Recently, I've been told that sermons that go verse by verse are appreciated. So I'm going to do that today because this scripture particularly lends itself to that approach. So, starting with verse 24, he put before them another parable, the parable of the kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. Remember last week, we began chapter 13 of Matthew recognizing that this is the third discourse of Jesus in the book of Matthew, known as the kingdom discourse, or simply the parables of the kingdom. They are easily recognizable because Jesus says very clearly, the kingdom of heaven is, or may be compared to. So for a minute, it seems like Jesus is repeating himself. Didn't we just have the parable of the sower? Last week we talked about how God generously spreads the seed, the word of God, on all soils. No matter how receptive or distracted or hardened God is willing to give His Word through our Lord Jesus Christ to everyone. But today we hear of another sower and another seed. Even in the kingdom of God as we know it today, there are those who would sow destruction, evil, and confusion. The sower of evil is not God. That leads us to verse 25. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. Notice that this sower of evil is spreading seed in the same fields as the good sower. Notice that the bad plants spring up as readily as the good plants in the same soil. Before we congratulate ourselves on being good soil, where the Word of God finds a good home, we have to recognize that we are all too prone to be deceived as well. We are all too receptive to seeds that look like the Word of God, but are not. We are all too quick to accept seeds that sow destruction, even in the church. Verse 26, we learn how to tell the difference. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. The fruit of the good seed is good fruit. The fruit of the wheat plant is wheat grain. The fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is, according to Paul in Galatians, quote, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, end quote. We are to recognize good fruit and discern what is good and what is bad by the fruit. And make no mistake, God does not send the bad among us. Moving to verse 27 and 28. And the slaves of the householder came to him and said, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? He answered, an enemy has done this. We believe in a sovereign God. As such, we have to draw the conclusion that if God is indeed sovereign, that is, all-powerful, nothing happens that is not permitted by God. However, that does not mean that God causes everything to happen that happens. The servants ask in this verse if the weeds are the result of his sowing, and he says they are not. Those who would have us believe that the evil among us is somehow a test sent from God forget that God does not send evil. So when we discern the presence of weeds among us, what do we do? When we see there are plants among us that are not bearing good fruit, what do? When we see that there are those who do not exhibit love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, what do? Turning back to another teaching of Jesus, we take the log out of our own eye before we take the speck out of someone else's eye. If we see ourselves as fertile soil for the Word of God, we need to recognize that we, and I include me as part of we, are fertile soils for weeds as well. Am I showing love? Am I showing joy? Am I showing peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? If not, I need to weed my own garden. But what about those who aren't bearing fruit? Continuing with Scripture. The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go out and gather them?" But he replied, "No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn." End quote. The final judgment belongs to the Lord. Thankfully, we are not in a position to judge other people's salvation. Who is bundled up and burned and who is harvested and sent to the barn is up to the good sower. The sower who shares the good word with all soils is the ultimate judge. Listen again as Jesus explains the parable to his disciples. "Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man.'" That is Jesus. "The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let anyone with ears hear. It would be easy to turn a sermon on this passage into a hellfire and damnation sermon. But that would be missing the point. The point is not that Jesus is the equivalent of fire insurance. Seeking to bear good fruit should not be the result of fear that fire is the alternative. Good fruit is its own reward. Being children of God who nurture the good seed, the Word of God in our lives allow us to live as children of God, as residents of the kingdom now. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are their own reward now. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." Is there a hell? From this scripture, it sounds like there is. But the good news of the gospel is the keys to the kingdom. And likewise, the keys to hell are in the hands of our loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and not us. We are not in the position to judge others and their ultimate destination. That is up to God. And simply stated, That is what the doctrine of predestination affirms. Salvation, and if you must, damnation, is all up to God. So what do we do? How does Jesus end the parable? He says, those who have ears, hear. The Latin root, obedio, literally means to give ears to. The English word, based on that word, is obedience. If we give our ears to Jesus' parable, if we are obedient to the Word of God, we live with the weeds and leave the ultimate judgment to God. And we have the assurance that God is the victor, not the weeds. Ted Wardlaw, president of Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary, recent past president, now retired, writes these words. This picture of a blessed mixture of weeds and wheat growing together until harvest is not just a glimpse of the faithful church in our own time, but is finally a glimpse of the future judgment at the end of time as we know it. At this level, the text points to a God who does not merely tolerate endlessly a world that is a mixture of good and evil, faith and faithlessness, triumph and tragedy, but who finally, in God's own time, acts both to judge and to redeem the world. End quote. How do we live with the weeds? In the words of John Calvin, we treat everyone as if they are elect. That is, we treat everyone as if they're chosen to be saved. We show love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control toward everyone, not just those who deserve it. We bear the good fruit that God has blessed us with and leave the ultimate weed removal to Jesus. Amen.